Hello, everybody, and welcome to Playing Mermaids. I'm Sophia.
And I'm back.
Yeah, she's back.
Hi.
Who are you, though?
Oh, my God, I don't even know anymore. I'm Alex.
Well, if you guys missed it last week, Alex, my co-host on Plain Mermaids here, was just cast in a play on campus, and so she's been, you know, in and out of rehearsal, but she had a night off tonight, so she's able to join us. I'm so very excited about that.
I'm more excited. Stop.
Do you want to let the beautiful audience know what we're talking about today?
Oh my gosh, of course. Okay, so for a special episode, radio-sode, super episode, okay, we are going to be playing, drum roll please, Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yes, with pop culture characters. I have a whole list of Disney characters specifically, so we're going to start off with those ones, and then after our PSA break at 7:50, Alex is going to switch gears and we'll do other random pop culture.
Yeah, and I'm very excited because I got some trashy ones.
You got some silly ones on there?
Like something that would like make a Victorian child very sick.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh my god, wait, we should do an episode of that.
Things that would kill a Victorian child?
Yeah.
I think that's funny. I'll write that down. All right, the next episode, guys. Anyway, so I'm just going to go and list off my list, and then Alex is going to go first, telling us who she would kiss, marry, and kill, and then give us a good reason why, especially if there's a controversial one. And then I'll go, so that way there's a little bit of a breakup between me listing and her talking, etc., etc. So, are you ready for the first one?
I am so ready.
Okay, get a little closer to the mic.
Hi.
Well, talk at, like, normal volume.
Oh, okay.
I gotta read your levels. Okay, that's much better. All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Kiss, marry, kill. Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story, Anna from Frozen, or Mulan?
That's all over the place. Okay.
Right? I know all of these are. I went on a website and there's like a random generator.
Oh gosh. Maybe kiss Anna.
Uh-huh.
Marry Mulan.
Okay.
And I say, you know, close casket on Buzz Lightyear.
Why?
I don't know. I just, the chin.
Oh, yeah. With like the one swirly facial hair.
Yeah.
That doesn't do it for you.
The butt chin.
You don't want to tug it with your teeth?
I guess not. You see Anna, she's like really cool. Like we kiss, be friends. Mulan, I feel like I could like settle down with Mulan.
Right. And she would be a provider.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's get down to business.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She can do all the heavy lifting.
Oh, exactly.
For me, probably, I would kiss Mulan. I'm a fan of the girl boss energy, but I don't think that personally attracts me when I'm looking for, like, a life partner. So I'd probably kiss Mulan. And I guess I would kill Buzz Lightyear, too, because he's left, you know?
Okay, so it's like, yeah.
But maybe he's a little egotistical, and he's also voiced by Tim Allen, who's proven to be problematic.
Oh, yeah. Up, up, and away.
Mm-hmm.
Up, up, in the casket.
It's not falling. Goodbye. It's not flying. It's falling with style.
Oh, God.
Is his catchphrase. All right, are you ready for the next one?
I am. I'm so excited.
The Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, when? No, I'm kidding.
When? I don't know. That's up to you. I guess if I wanted, like, human form, I would say Prince Adam, but it was generated to me as the Beast, so do with that what you will. Kuzco, and then Li Shang.
Okay, so I'd marry Li Shang.
Okay, yeah.
He is fine.
Yeah, me too.
Fine.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'd probably kiss the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's off with your head, Kuzco, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, think about it. Like, you see, I don't mean that in, like, a weird way, but, like, think about this. I saw this in, like, a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
The Beast is easily, like, 6'7", you know? Like, yeah, a castle.
Ooh. If you're into scratching, he's got those claws, you know?
That's messed up, though.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it's fine. I mean, yeah.
Gotta think about that when you're kissing him.
I mean, I don't think he's going to scratch me. It's just a kiss.
All right. All right.
Oh, my God. And then he'll transform and be like, da, 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 love, love, power.
Okay. You're getting your Disney movies mixed up. For me, personally, I would kill Kuzco. Like you said earlier, closed casket. He's whiny.
Done.
Barely learns his lesson at the end of the movie.
Gone.
Right? Yeah, dead. And then I'd, yeah, probably Kiss the Beast and marry Li Shang.
Okay.
But kiss the Beast in a way that, like, you pet a cat a lot and, like, kiss his little nose, you know?
I think he would, like, end you if you tried that.
Maybe, I don't know. He seems like he's a softy inside.
Yeah, a real softy with all that broken furniture. The staff turned into furniture and there was a lot of broken furniture.
Yeah, it's a red flag.
He closed some caskets with them, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. Next, Kiss, Marry, Kill, Giselle from Enchanted and Disenchanted, Woody from Toy Story, and Aladdin from Aladdin.
Oh, I'm Mary Aladdin, my man, my man, my man.
Did you ever notice that he doesn't have nipples?
You see, I never looked at that. I just thought he was... No.
I'm not looking at that in a let-me-check-him-out kind of way. I'm looking at that in a character design way. Like, he wears that open vest for the first part of the movie, and they didn't animate nipples on him, which is really interesting.
I can
smooth-chested like a Ken doll.
World. Oh, God. Who was the next other? Oh, Giselle and Woody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Woody out.
Killed?
Immediately. Yep.
Okay. Why? Because he's a toy?
Yeah. And
I mean, Buzz Lightyear's a toy, too.
And he'd be looking... He got a long head.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would kiss, like, Amy Adams, Giselle.
And imagine, like, imagine Tom Hanks... his voice, like, trying to say something to seduce you to get him to kiss you, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, that doesn't do it for me.
No.
No, but I think I agree with most of that. I'd probably marry Giselle because, you know, she made a home. She made a house a home. And then probably kill Woody and kiss Aladdin. Because Aladdin's taken. I like him and Jasmine. I think they're goals. The street rat and the princess.
Street rat, I don't buy that. Whatever the song is.
All right, next. Br'er Rabbit from the highly controversial Disney movie Song of the South. It's literally just a white hare. Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame. And then Simba from Lion King.
Ew.
It's a tough one. You can't kill all of them.
I mean, like, okay, so, like, the voice, like...
Uh-huh. Of Simba?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Can you feel... Okay. Marry Esmeralda because she's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like I could live with her. We have, like, a cute little house. Cottagecore vibes.
Right, right.
You know, we'd have, like scented candles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss Simba and, like, kill the rabbit. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. He was... You know Splash Mountain that's getting renovated to be, like, a Princess and the Frog ride?
No.
He was on Splash Mountain before it was renovated.
Oh, well,
for,
you know what?
For those of you listening, that's a fun fact.
He can go with the mountain out the door. Oh.
Oh. Enough.
In the grave.
Next one is kind of similar to the first one. It's Kristoff from Frozen, Hans from Frozen, and Nala from Lion King.
Okay, so, like, let me tell you, Kristoff. Oh, we're gonna get... Wait, Nala as in, like, cartoon Nala or Beyonce Nala?
Cartoon Nala.
Okay, so... I'd marry Kristoff.
Okay.
Because I like a hardworking man.
Mm-hmm.
Hans? Like, I don't know, but I'm also into, like, toxic men.
I know. I would kiss him. He's giving Gemini, right?
Gemini? He's giving Gemini. He's giving...
But he's giving, you know, good guy in the beginning and then turns on you at the end. Like, that's very Gemini, I think.
I'm kind of into that kind of trope.
It's good for a kiss. Good for a kiss. Not sustainable for a marriage, but...
And Nala's my fur coat.
Mm-hmm. Enough. Eat enough. Closed casket. Okay. Next, Elastigirl from The Incredibles, Br'er Fox, who's the fox who's always trying to eat Br'er Rabbit, and Prince Philip from Sleeping Beauty.
Who was the first one?
Kristoff, Hans. No. Sorry.
One.
My apologies. Elastigirl. Br'er Fox.
The girl, by God.
And Prince Philip.
Okay. I'd marry Elastigirl.
Okay.
I'd kill the fox, because I don't know who that is. And I guess I would kiss, like, Philip, even though that's, like, literally disgusting what he did.
Well, I know, but I don't know. I had a crush on him when I was little, so
Me too.
I'm marrying Philip.
He was
and
fine.
Kissing Elastigirl, because she's kind of bad.
The way
I mean, we don't objectify women here on Plain Mermaids, but
yeah.
Next, Sneezy from Snow White, Captain Hook, or the Evil Queen.
Oh my god, wait. I want to be the Evil Queen.
Kind of, right?
She's so fun. You saw them eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
eyes, she's like...
And her little, like, head dress where it's, like, Widow's Peak.
Yes. Oh my god. You can't tell me that's not a look.
Mm-hmm. And she can role play as an old lady, if you're into that.
That's disgusting. You are gone. I think you'd be the no. You're awful. I forgot the list already. Okay. I've had a rough day, you guys.
No, you're fine. Sneezy from Snow White and the Evil Queen from Snow White and Captain Hook.
Sneezy?
Yeah.
As if he sneezes all the time?
Yeah, the Sneezy elf.
Oh, he's done.
He's gone?
Yeah, out. Closed casket.
Yeah.
I think I'd... Oh, wait, oh my god. How did I forget? Wait, oh, Captain Hook.
Uh-huh. And Evil Queen.
I guess I'd kiss Captain Hook and then, like, marry Evil Queen.
Yeah. I would flip those two. So I'd probably kill Sneezy, too, because, you know, he's not COVID safe. He's not COVID friendly.
Yeah.
And
you
I
know
would,
he's the one person in urgent care always sneezing.
That's true. Or, like, in class behind you.
Stop. I literally cry every time.
Yeah, but I would probably marry Captain Hook because he's got that hook hand. And any time that I go to, like, when I'm cooking, any time I go to open, like, raw chicken breast or, like, a roast beef or something, or when I'm cutting, you know, wrapping paper, like, it'd be nice to have his hook hand because he probably has much more precision than I do with a pair of scissors. So that's why I think Captain Hook, I would marry him, keep him around, and then I'll kiss the Evil Queen. Because why not? She's kind of bad, too. Literally. Get it? Because she's evil.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Next one. Prince Naveen.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. My man.
Megara from Hercules. And okay. Max Goof from the Goofy movie.
Oh, he's gone. Close casket immediately. Well,
isn't he like a dog, technically?
Yeah.
Yes, he's probably gone. Done. Yeah.
Oh my lord. I kiss Megara and marry Naveen.
I know, he's pretty fine.
Pretty fine.
I have the same list as you for that one.
Oh, good. At least I know you have taste.
Okay, next we've got Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, Scar from The Lion King, and Madame Medusa from The Rescuers. Have you ever seen that one?
Uh-oh.
Well, she's interesting. She, like, kidnapped a little girl and wanted a diamond. Diamond! Like, that's her whole thing.
Oh, my God. Wait, let me look her up. Lady Medusa.
She's got crazy eyes. Madame Medusa.
Oh, shoot.
I personally would probably kill Gaston.
I know.
You know her? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. She's got them really big boobies.
Yeah, but they're, like, all the way down to her knees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they're about to drag on the ground.
I'd probably marry Scar. You know, he's got that daddy energy, kind of. I don't know. Next question. What about you? I want to hear your ranking.
So, Lady Medusa, she's gone. Closed casket.
Okay.
And who's... it was Scar and who else?
Gaston.
Ooh, okay. Oh, my God. I mean, either way, I'm with a toxic man. Either a narcissist or a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go for the serial killer.
For Scar?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying.
Fine. Like...
Judged... Okay.
The voice.
And you judged me before. You had the nerve.
And Gaston, he's gone.
Uh-huh. I've got quite a few left, but we have 1 minute before we have to do the PSA break. So I'm going to speed run a couple of these. Cruella, Mother Gothel, Merida.
Oh, marry Mother Gothel, kiss Merida, bye Cruella.
Okay. Tinkerbell, Flynn Rider, Mickey Mouse.
Marry Flynn Rider, kiss Tinkerbell, bye Mickey, rat trap.
Kill the mouse.
Rat poison.
Rat poison. Drizella, Anastasia, and Lady Tremaine.
Oh, all of them dead.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's an option.
Well, marry Anastasia and everyone else dies.
Okay, okay. Maleficent, Goofy, and Elsa.
Marry Elsa, you know, I can fix her, you know, mentally okay, okay. unstable, that's fine. Elizabeth Kiss and Goofy gone.
Yeah. Moana, Tarzan, and Belle.
Oh, I'm marrying Tarzan.
Okay, King of the Jungle. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ah, ah. And kissing Belle and the other one dead. I forgot who it was.
Okay, I can't remember either. Judy Hopps, Aurora, Ariel.
Marry Ariel, kiss Aurora. I don't know who Judy Hopps is,
from
so she does.
Zootopia, the bunny police officer.
Oh, the rabbit?
Yeah, you really said Icab.
Close cab. Oh.
Right. King Triton, Wendy, Darling, or the Queen of Hearts?
Ooh, King Triton? He can show me the world. Anyways, I'm gonna go for King Triton.
And Wendy and Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts dead. Wendy, yeah, I'll go for Wendy. She was fine, like, in
right?
the second movie.
She's a little cutie.
A little cutie.
Mm. Anyway, so stay tuned. We're going to cut to our PSA break really quick. And then when we come back, Alex has her list of more pop culture not so Disney-centric. So stay tuned for that. See you in a minute. Say bye.
Bye.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little. But as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Playing Mermaids. I'm Sophia.
I'm Alex.
And Alex is here basically on a guest visitor pass. She's my main co-star, my main girl. But unfortunately, she can't be with us Thursday nights because she got cast in
yes,
a play, which is very exciting. But it's so hard to try to go on without her. And I'm glad she had a night off so she can join us tonight. So, Alex, tell them what we're doing.
So we're doing Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Uh-huh.
And the first section was like Disney edition, but a lot of mine are not Disney, and a lot of them are like kind of wacky.
So let's stick with the same format. You read it to me, I'll give my answer first, and you can tell me if you agree, what you would change.
What?
So you read one, I'll respond first, then you can add on before you move on to the next one.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna start off strong. Blossom, Bubbles, or Buttercup?
Oh my gosh. So my sisters and I made, like, we kind of assigned one of the Powderpuff Girls to each of us. So Layla, my younger sister, was Bubbles, I was Buttercup, and Lainey was Blossom, because it was like oldest, middle, youngest. So I was always Little Miss Buttercup, so marry her, because I see sisterhood with Little Miss Buttercup. Probably kiss Blossom, because she's got the leadership skills, you know. I love a powerful woman, so probably kiss her, and then kill Bubbles, because I don't like any advice.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna be the prettiest girl at the party.
You don't like this voice?
No, I don't. I don't like
I
it very much.
I would marry Bubbles, marry Blossom, kill Buttercup, kiss Bubbles.
Interesting.
I never liked Buttercup.
Well, I just told this whole story about how I see some of myself in her, and you're just gonna do me like that?
Yeah.
All right, next.
Oh my god. Okay, so this one's all over the place. Kermit, Miss Piggy, and Elmo. I forgot all the other Muppets.
Fozzie Bear, Animal, anyone? Come on now. Kill Elmo because he's a literal child, probably 5 years old. And I would marry Kermit. I love you, Kermit. And then I'll kiss Miss Piggy.
You love Kermit?
Yeah, I do.
And you love Miss Piggy? Oh my god, I should do one of these shows, like, just
totally
in, like,
Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello,
I'm down for it.
My name is Miss Piggy. I am back here with Miss Sophia, my guest star.
Nice.
That was really good.
Oh my god. I can't believe I did that. Hire me.
That was really good. All right. What would you choose for that one?
Mary Kermit.
Okay.
So I can always like just listen to some Shakira, like don't you see my name's Kermit. Kiss Miss Piggy and Kill Elmo. You're right.
Right? He's a child. Anyway.
Yeah.
Next.
Peanut butter or jelly.
Well, that's only two options. Who am I supposed to kill?
No. Peanut. Oh my god. I didn't know that. Okay. Chunky peanut butter.
Okay.
Slippery peanut butter.
Creamy? Creamy.
And stop. Okay. Or jelly.
I'm gonna say kill crunchy peanut butter and kiss jelly and marry creamy peanut butter.
You know what? I actually never had chunky peanut butter. I kind of want to try it, but whatever. But actually, yeah, I kind of will pick the same ones as you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, next. Did you watch Avatar?
The series or the movie?
The series.
No.
Okay, you're sick. Okay.
You can just do this one. You can fly solo on this.
Eh, no, it's fine.
Well, maybe the viewers want to know. Maybe there are some Avatar fans.
Okay. Aang, Katara, and Toph. So, personally, I would marry Katara, kiss Toph, and kill Aang.
Isn't that the main character?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
He's a child. Actually, no, when he's older, he's a little fine. So, you know what? I'm going to marry him.
Okay.
Kiss Katara and kill Toph.
He's got the blue arrow on him?
Yeah.
So maybe your kids could have little blue arrows on their bald heads, too.
No. No, none of that. No tattoos of arrows. Okay. What did I write there? Okay. I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
Did you watch Winx Club?
No, but I know the characters.
Okay, so the main characters, kind of, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Bloom,
mm-hmm.
Stella, or Flora?
Okay, kiss Stella, marry Bloom, kill Flora.
You're sick.
Sorry.
Flora is so kind and sweet. I literally vibed with her. So I'm like, for me, I would marry Flora. Mm-hmm. I would kiss Stella and kill Bloom because she's mad annoying. Okay. Like, everything's about her. Anyways.
That's my wifey.
Oh, okay, I have one. Cleanser, moisturizer, or SPF?
Ooh. I don't know. With the state of the climate these days, I should probably marry SPF. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right? And then I'm going to say kill moisturizer and marry cleanser because I need to be cleansed, too, especially if I'm just wearing SPF. Like, put the SPF on in the morning, wash it off with cleanser at night. And if the cleanser's hydrating enough and if the SPF is moisturizing enough, I think I'm set.
Yeah, honestly, for me, it's like, for me, I, you know, sometimes I get really lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, I wash my face and then I just slap sunscreen on and I'm like, okay, calling it a day.
Yeah.
Also, you can get, like, a moisturizing sunscreen. Like,
yeah.
It's not that, or, like, in a non-drying cleanser, like, a gentle one. Did you watch Adventure Time as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, mommy didn't let me, but I would sneak it sometimes. Or, you know, my older cousin would watch it, and I would watch it when it was on, when he was watching, or whatever. But
okay. Finn.
Okay.
The human, Jake the dog, or BMO?
Aw, I think BMO's cute and a little helpful, so I would probably marry BMO. And then, I like Jake's sense of humor, so I'd kiss him, and then probably kill Finn. Although I was Finn for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you were. Year. I would. No, I'd probably do the same, actually.
I just like Jake's sense of humor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, also, like, Finn got no teeth. Okay.
Right.
Do we have, like, room for one more?
Yeah, there's exactly room for one more.
Okay. Christine, Rao, or a Phantom?
Oh, Alex and I were listening to Phantom of the Opera this morning, so this is why this one made the list. Probably kiss the Phantom, because he's problematic, but I like that a little bit. Marry Raoul, he seems dependable, and kiss Christine.
Don't you
kill. Kill Christine.
Honestly?
Turn the two S's to two L's. Close casket.
Okay, me too, actually.
Right?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, Raoul.
I'm glad you think so. Yeah, he seems like he could provide. I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Thank you so much for tuning into this edition of Playing Mermaids, which is kind of special because Alex is with us today.
Woo!
I know. Thank you, Alex, and thank you, JC. And if you're like, oh my god, who's JC? Please stay tuned because his show El Proyecto is coming up right after this. So stay tuned. Thank you for Playing Mermaids with us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye!
Say bye!
I will have to start getting my fashion advice from somewhere else other than the website of a mid-tier suburban Boston classic alt-rock radio station. It's all on you now, SUNY New Paltz, WFNP 88.7, The Edge. Don't let me down.
We won't let you down, Mr. Colbert, because SUNY New Paltz is the best-dressed college campus, and we have an awesome radio station, WFNP The Edge, Rosendale, 88.7 FM.
Y recuerda que este es el proyecto, este JC. Acabamos de empezar este programa lindo y bonito. Estamos de aquí hasta las 10 de la noche. Lo que sigue es un poquito de Anuel, naturaleza. Seguimos.
Tú me torturas cuando te me trepa encima sin censura.